Good morning. It's time for our K-State and Research Extension report, and today we have Kathy Gowell, who is the Mayor Dezine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
Do you know what? I'm just doing great today. So we're going to talk about Alzheimer's awareness, huh?
Yes, we are. So June has been designated as Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, and I wanted to talk today about 10 healthy habits for your brain. Taking charge of our brain health is not something that we necessarily think of on a regular basis, but healthy habits can lower the risk of developing our cognitive decline and possibly dementia. And this is true even for people with a history of dementia in their families. So I'm going to encourage folks to follow as many of these tips as possible to achieve the most benefits for your brain. And if it's something that we've not been doing, I want to stress right up front, it's never too late to start. When we're out and about on our bicycles or other activities that we need to wear a helmet, protecting our head is the first thing that we need to keep in mind. So wearing a helmet for activities like biking, also wearing a seatbelt in the car so that when you're in an accident, you don't have an issue with your head getting hit on a door frame or on a windshield. So very much wearing our seatbelt will also protect our brain by keeping us in place. Also, while playing sports, it's important for us to protect our head as much as possible. I know every sport out there does not have a helmet that we wear, so just being mindful of how we go about playing our sport. And then as we age, especially as our risk increases for falls, we want to make sure that we are doing whatever we can through exercise and eating healthy to make us less susceptible to falls. Another tip is being smoke-free. Quitting smoking can lower our risk of decline in our brain, bringing it back to similar levels to those who have never smoked. And here again, it's never too late to stop. You will have improvement once you do stop in your brain. Getting moving is a third tip. Engaging in regular exercise, as I mentioned, this can help us with fall prevention, but activities that increase our heart rate also increase blood flow to our brain and to our body. So find something that you enjoy, find a partner to do it with. It can be walking, it can be dancing, it can be gardening, whatever physical activity you enjoy. Also, challenge your mind is another great tip. Be curious and make your brain work at doing something. So try something new or something hard for you, learning a new skill, for example. Maybe you want to learn how to paint or you want to learn how to play a challenging game. It might be a card game or something like that. Challenging our mind with a lot of different puzzles that are available out there now, whether it be a crossword puzzle or Sudoku is very popular. A lot of apps that we have on our cell phones have games that can challenge our brain. Controlling our blood pressure is another thing. Medications obviously can lower our blood pressure, but also keeping in mind healthy habits like eating right and physical activity can also help to lower our blood pressure. Managing diabetes is another great tip. Type 2 diabetes can be prevented or controlled by healthier eating and physical activity there again, or medication if the doctor feels that that is necessary. Sleeping well is a tip that we don't normally think about, but good quality sleep is important for our brain health, so we want to make sure we're staying off of screens before bed and making our sleep space as comfortable as possible to minimize disruptions. And if you have sleep-related problems, definitely talk with your healthcare provider. Another tip is to stay in school. We have found that education reduces your risk of cognitive decline and dementia. So it's important for us to encourage you to stay in school and pursue the highest level of training possible. And then when we do get older, continue our own education. And that can be by taking a class at a local library or a college or online. Here again, learning more about something that you enjoy. And eating right, as I mentioned, is another tip. It helps in a lot of these different areas, but those healthier foods, more fruits and vegetables, are leaner meats and proteins, so the ones that have less fat. And then less processed foods that are out there. Cooking from scratch is super important than eating a lot of the processed foods that can be higher in fat. And finally, maintaining a healthy weight. Here again, talk to your healthcare provider about the weight that's going to be healthiest for you. So just eating right, physical activity, sleep, and all of these other tips can help maintain a healthy weight, as well as help to keep our brain health good. More information on this and a copy of these healthy habits can be found at alz.org/healthyhabits, and that is part of the Alzheimer's Association website. I encourage folks to go there to learn more about brain health and other things related to Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Or you can give me a call at the office, 913-294-4306.
Thank you, Kathy. It's something that we don't think enough about. We figure our brain's there, it's going to work just fine, but it doesn't always.
Exactly. Sometimes we have to give it a little help.
Right. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gammel.